I have to keep looking at the calendar to remind myself what day it is. Kim Kernahan is here with Dyke Security. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
And happy New Year to you.
We're still trying to get into the swing of things here, aren't we?
It's been an odd couple weeks.
It has, but it's been fun. It's all good. And we're kind of easing our way back in with a short week this week and putting the spotlight on home fires.
Yes. You know, home fires occur more in the winter than any other time of the year.
I guess that makes sense because we're using indoor heating products, we're lighting candles, we're using our fireplace, all those things can be in the furnace.
Yep, and overloading our electrical outlets.
Yeah.
And yeah, so unfortunately, we have had some in the Blue Water area recently as well, and some people have lost their homes. It's been very tragic.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do we do to prevent those fires?
You know, there's some simple things you can do. If you have a chimney, you use your fireplace, have that inspected and clean at least once a year. You can even do some do-it-yourself things with those CLR logs, but it's always best to have it professionally done.
Right.
Any portable heating devices, you don't want to be using those indoors. You know, you don't bring in, you know, the propane heaters and those indoors. Use those outdoors. Keep them away from windows and as far away as possible from your home. But it's really important not to have those inside. And on that note, make sure that your home does have working smoke detectors and working carbon monoxide detectors.
Yeah.
You know, very important. Those carbon monoxide detectors save lives.
Yep.
And you can get the battery-operated ones, you can get the hardwired ones, you can get the monitored ones, but it's very important to have those carbon monoxide detectors in your home.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're plugging in a lot of things, you know, have a good surge protector. Don't buy a 99-cent surge protector. Invest in the $20 or $30 heavy-duty, you know, surge protectors for your home. Something happens, that surge protector is going to trip, and then you're not going to, you know, have those electrical fires.
Yeah, everybody's got one of those power strips somewhere in their home where they've got too many things plugged in.
And they only, those have a lifespan as well. Those don't last forever. So it's important to swap those out and get some new ones, especially if you've got the same one you had 15 years ago. It's time for some new power strips.
Absolutely. Yeah, that and smoke detectors too. If your smoke detector is old,
they have a shelf life.
Yeah. You know,
they have a lifespan. The National Fire Protection Association recommends that you change those every 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do have a lifespan as well.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, only plug in one heating product, producing appliance like a space heater and that into electrical outlet at a time. You don't want to overload those. Have a dedicated plug. You know, if you are using a little space heater, just have a dedicated plug for that.
Yeah. You can go a step further, too. You do fire monitoring.
Absolutely.
You do home monitoring, right?
Absolutely. We can monitor your home for fire protection, you know, the smoke protection, carbon monoxide. So if you're not home and something happens, we can be dispatching the police department and fire department to your home. If you are home, we can also be dispatching and calling to get you out of the home, wake you up, and you know, hopefully prevent a tragedy. Because a lot of times, unfortunately, with smoke detectors, by the time your neighbors see smoke, it's going to be too late.
Yeah.
So not, you know, you can't rely on your neighbors if you're not home to listen for those smoke detectors because you can't always hear them. Sometimes you can.
You can
hear what's going on next door, but you can't always hear those smoke detectors in your neighbor's home.
Think about how often you're away from home.
Exactly.
You're gone all day at work. Mm-hmm. Something could happen. If something happens in the middle of the night while you're sleeping, that can be bad as well. So what's involved if somebody wants to have Dyke Security come out and take a look at
that? Just give us a call at the office, 982-5331. We'll set up a no-cost in-home evaluation. We can come out, take a look, see what your worries are, what your concerns are, and give you our thoughts in how to protect you, and we can come up with a plan.
All right, very good. Thanks, Kim. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Kim Kernahan with Dyke Security with us on WPHM.